Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Miller, and this is a personal service announcement. I saw this quote on social media, and it goes like this. It says, "You mean to tell me that at 32, you can be happy and fulfilled in life without being married or having kids?" And so I say to myself, so basically what you're saying is that if I don't have either of those two in my life, how can I be happy? Well, I sit back and think to myself that I don't have any children. And I ask myself, how could you be happy when you're hollering all the time? How could you be happy when your husband is never home or your fiance is never home? How could you be happy when you're really not even in control of your emotions or even your life? How can you be happy? Because you need to ask yourself, did you have those kids because you wanted those kids, or did you have your kids because that's what people told you that you need to do, because that is what a woman is? So while we over here criticizing people for not having them, and the ones that can't have them, be grateful that you can. Be grateful that God put that seed in your stomach. Be grateful that you get to have a blessing that God didn't give to the next woman. But that does not mean, just because God did not give that woman that blessing to have that seed in her stomach, does not mean that she is not a blessing for your child. Because God could put that woman in your life somehow, because you need her in your life, because maybe she just needs to show you how to relax, how to be patient, how to take one day at a time, how to show love. And I may even ask you, did you receive love? See, I don't have to be a mother to mother someone else's child. I don't have to be a mother just to show love. Because I am love, and I come from love, and I choose to give love. So it's not really because a woman don't have a child or a husband. What does that mean, because somebody doesn't have a husband? The old saying is, if you're not married, you're going to be an old maid. Well, I'd rather be an old maid and be happy and healthy than to be married, unhappy, not healthy, miserable, don't know if I'm coming or going, don't even want to wake up, don't even want to get out of the bed, can't really enjoy life, can't really enjoy time, because there's no time on my side, because I was too busy looking out of somebody else's window. So what I would have to say about that, let's be grateful that you are in the position you're in, and let those who don't have children, let them be grateful and gracious in their moments. Because God didn't meant for every woman to have a baby, but God did mean for that woman to may come into your life and into your child life. So I don't literally have to be a mother. Other women don't literally have to be a mother. Because if I am kind to you, and if I am showing you more than what the natural mother not showing you, then who can say what a mother is? I just had to put that out there. Because, you know, sometimes, and that's just all of us, sometimes when we're thinking, sometimes we don't think rational. Sometimes when we're thinking, we'll think one way, and then you'd be like, hold on, wait a minute. That don't sound right. That's not correct at all. And so we live and we learn. We live and we learn. You know, just be thankful. Be thankful for what God has given you. And what God has for you is for you. And what God has for anybody else is for them. You know, we just got to be thankful for who we are and what we are and what we can bring at the table for somebody else. Because what God give us is not only for us, It's like fertilizer. It's like spreading it out into the world. We're not just here for us. We're here for everybody. But always remember, you cannot be for everybody if you are not for yourself. Make sure when you wake up in the morning, make sure you know who you are. When you wake up in the morning, look in that mirror. Look, I mean, when I say look at yourself, I mean look at yourself completely with no makeup on. Because you need to appreciate yourself just as much as when you wake up and just as much as when you put that makeup on. You need to know yourself before and after. It's very important before, because you came in this world with no makeup on. So acknowledge who you are. So we won't have to wait around for someone else to acknowledge us, because you know, we know where that get us when we wait on other people. Because people, when we're down and out, oh, they will lift you up. But you best believe they're not going to lift you up so far from that ground. Because when you get to the point that you think there is halfway about you, they're going to let you know that it is not about you. It has never been about you. And the only reason why it is about you is because I said so. It is about you. So you need to be the one that says it is about me, regardless if I have you in my life, regardless if I don't have you in my life, regardless if I go around that corner and you leave me, at the end of the day, it is about you. So you remember that. Remember that. You remember that you don't have to have Jordans on. You remember that you don't have to have all these pricey clothes, these pricey shoes, these houses and stuff. You know, it's amazing when, and I know I'm off the topic, but I'm just getting very passionate right now. It's amazing how when we have a raggedy car and everything, we don't even care nothing about that car, do we? Oh, we'll let people just do what they want to do. Oh, get you a new car. Oh, you want to lay down all the rules and you want to come up with new boundaries. But see, you have instilled in people to do you. Now you think that I want to learn how to do you better when I have learned to do you wrong. So what I'm trying to say, if you got a raggedy car, you better think it as of a Lincoln. If you got tires that, you know, is raggedy, about to fall off, you better think that those tires are top notch. Because if you can't think of nothing of yourself now, it's gonna be impossible to think of yourself then. Now, we may act like we all that, but believe me, that mask is used to being on your face. And that mask is not going to fall off. And those masks are those feelings and those emotions. It is not going to fall off. But I am going to end this because I don't want it to be too long. You know, I've noticed that. Have you noticed, like, when you say things from your heart, things can just come out correctly? But sometimes when you're writing things, now I know for me, I don't know about anybody else, but I know for me, when I'm trying to write things, sometimes I'm nervous and I just can't say it right. And there may be times when still when I'm talking from my heart, I mess up. Excuse me. But I mean it, and I am a very passionate person. And what I'm trying to say is that less is more. You know, sometimes we think that we have to say so much. But just saying hey to somebody on a bad, awful day means a lot to that individual. It means a lot. And so I am going to end this. And always remember, I am at peace. I am not in pieces. And I am cool as a cucumber. Remember, you are your own enemy. So let's stop being our own enemy, because we got enough out here. So we need to be our friend. Now, if you need to be your enemy sometime to tell yourself the truth, but don't be your enemy for life. You know, don't be your enemy for life. We got to learn to be our friend. We really do. We got to learn to be our friend, because we was taught to be everything to everybody else, but nothing to ourselves. And that's why we're struggling now as adults. So I'm going to end this, and I hope that you have a bright day. And today is February 17, 2022. And I hope wherever you are and whatever you are doing, I hope that it is amazing. And even if it is not amazing, it is still amazing, because you know why? Yeah, they are memories. And you know what? They are your memories. And you know what? No one can take those memories from you, no matter if they're good or bad. Because one day you're going to sit back and you're going to think about things. And sometimes you don't have to sit back and think. Sometimes they will just come to you out of the blue. You're like, oh, wow, I forgot that, but I remember that. You know, I know I'm not the only one. So I'm going to end this. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your effort. I appreciate you. I appreciate the ones who subscribe. I even appreciate the ones who unsubscribe. I understand I have not been keeping up the videos like I supposed to, and that's my fault. That's no one's fault. So I have to stay on my game. I cannot tell somebody else to stay on something that I do not do the same. So I apologize, and I'm going to work on that, because no one wants to constantly hear I apologize, but you keep doing the same things. So I need to learn from what I'm sorry for. Thank you very much. Take care.